Joining us in a couple of seconds is, of course, Tom Sainsbury. Tom is judging the Great New Zealand Bride Call competition by Small Rave at FAM Food Art Market on Karangahape Road on Saturday 13th of June, where contestants will be battling it out with their best native bride impressions while Tom decides who takes the home the glory. Tickets have also just gone on sale for Sharp Teeth at Q Theatre from 21st to 25th of July, a new dance theatre work that Tom's created with Lara Fischel Chisholm, exploring the strange, funny, and sometimes heartbreaking realities of love. Kia ora, Tom, how are we doing?
Good, what a great introduction. Thank you so much. Hi, listeners.
No worries. It's an exciting interview. I'm assuming most of our listeners, and should be most of New Zealand, I'm a big fan of our native bards.
Me too.
So this is a very exciting competition.
It sure is. I'm not a huge expert on actually making the noises as a person, but I'm very excited to judge them.
Yeah, me neither. I could not for the life of me. But yeah, tell us, so this competition is set for this weekend. Tell us a little bit about kind of what's going on. What are we seeing here?
Yeah, I guess it was because there's a big one in Belgium where they do different seagulls and they judge a winner. And so I think this is just a great initiative to celebrate our native birds. But how it's going to work is at 12:30 in Beresford Square, we're going to have contestants come up. Anyone can enter and they'll give us a little rendition of their birds. And then I do take them all and deliberate and then choose a couple of winners and get some prizes. And I guess I'm kind of been open to what kind of comes on the day. But listen, I'll be wonderfully, joyfully surprised at various different birds.
Well, I mean, the question that I'm sure that's on everybody's minds, do you, you said you're not necessarily an expert, but do you have at least a passable bard impression?
I sure do. When it comes to Nate, well, do I? I'm a big fan of the kakapo, which has had a wonderful breeding
of course.
There. And so before I even knew I was doing this competition, I would find myself, so they do a thing where they boom, so they make a little bit, and then they're like... I just find myself walking around doing that booming noise. I don't know if my phone picked it up.
It did, pretending to be a big parrot. It's a fun one. It is a fun one.
It is.
But hey, it's as good as you need, I reckon.
It's very niche. And also, not many people know, I would get away with it because not many people know what a kakapo sounds like.
They're not listening to it off the back deck.
Exactly, not like a tui.
But I mean, obviously this is a move to kind of celebrate, obviously our beautiful native birds, but it's coming in food art market this weekend at Onkay Road.
Yeah.
How does it kind of work in when we're celebrating culture and we're celebrating our birds also? What's the goal there with kind of mixing these?
I guess it's just I think the tone is just celebratory, full stop, because, things feel a bit grim and all that kind of stuff, but Kay Road does have itself such a vibrant energy. So the birds is just another way of kind of getting people along, and, the whole kind of road's going to be celebrated, there's going to be stalls and things like that. I think it's just to create a joyful, celebratory time in general, and also celebrate the icon that is Kay Road, too, is what I'll say.
And what more could you ask for? I mean, I get another perhaps controversial question. In case it doesn't impede on your integrity as a judge, but do you have a favourite call?
Oh, look, if anyone, and I've met two people that can do it, because a tui has got such a specific call.
Mm.
It's like melodic, and then they do a they do it as well. If someone can pull off a tui, I will colour me impressed.
I'm all too familiar with that call. I remember. It's beautiful a lot of the time, and sometimes it's
Sometimes it's like, would you shut up outside my window, please?
Not the time of the morning for that, Mr. Tui.
Exactly.
I mean, but and speaking more to kind of this weekend at Food Art Market, Kay Road, celebrating all of that. What else? We're going along. To do my best bird impression, what else do I get to do?
on during the food.
Yeah.
I think it's just kind of like, it's quite leisurely, but you can kind of go and there'll be lots of things to kind of look and buy and like crafty kind of stuff and experience food, but also just grab a nice coffee and just kind of enjoy it and kind of ogle the new train station from afar that you're going to be able to use.
It's a beauty. I can't wait until we can use it, but until then,
<Me too. laughs>
it can just be a pretty little landmark.
Exactly, in the back of photos.
Yeah, but obviously, in addition to this competition, you've got your own show coming up, collaborative show coming up, Sharp Teeth. What's it about?
So I've got a company with Lara, and it's called Dynamotion, and we usually do quite narrative stories, like really funny, kooky dances with pop songs and you know, country and rock, everything everyone knows. But we're going for a slightly more kind of a surreal vibe with this one. And so it's a lot more kind of dreamlike, but still with a lot of comedy. So basically, choreography is something I love doing, but it's a very small part of my life, my creative life, because I'm usually doing comedy and stand-up and stories and all that kind of stuff. So this is just another kind of expression, because honestly, I love dance, and I love watching dance so much. And when people are kind of moving in sync, it's the best thing in the world. So that's what we're trying to kind of create.
It's a special kind of collaborative movement, I guess, right? In that expression of, well, it doesn't have to be collaborative, but that kind of unit.
Yes, absolutely. And there's something so kind of like, I'm sure we were dancing before we were talking. As humanity, like it. So moving in time and moving to a beat is so deeply who we are. And when it's done well, it's just the best thing.
And what can we expect from this dance and this choreography?
I know, I'm not doing the best job of explaining it.
It sounds great anyway.
Well, there's kind of like there will be songs that are just like really sophisticated choreography, and then we'll go into things like it'll kind of morph into something that's a bit Dali, like Salvador Dali kind of painting.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it'll kind of turn into more kind of industrial factory style kind of movement, and like I think everyone will kind of be enjoying it and laughing at it. It'll be provocative, and it'll be kind of reaching on a more of a subconscious level than like a straight comedy or a straight theatre piece.
See, all of those. I'm not an expert in dance, but you have said a lot of words that do sound great to me. I love a bit of surrealism, love a bit of industrial.
Yes,
so, hey, I'm sold. And I'm sure our listeners are too. Thank you very much. We're coming to the end of our time here, but thank you very much for coming on here and talking to us about bird calls and your show. And I hope listeners are preparing their own little bird calls to get ready. But thank you very much.
Thank you.